What's going on, you catastrophes? Welcome to Grunt Speak, not so live. I'm Toxic Male. That's Terrence Pop.
What up? This is insane here.
And it is August 8th, and you know what that means? It's International Cat Day.
Stop. Don't touch me there. This is my no-no square.
I can't believe it. I can't believe it.
You couldn't write a joke this funny.
No.
I mean, we recorded a supporter-only video earlier, and we're looking around, and Pop's like, I wonder what today is. Is there any holidays in August? International Cat Day.
And it happens to be today.
It is.
So guess what? We're like, oh, we got to run with that one.
Yep. It's also National Frozen Custard Day and National Pickleball Day.
What about tomorrow?
Tomorrow, International Day of the World's Indigenous People. Wouldn't that be all of us since we were born on this planet? Mm-hmm. National Book Lovers Day and National Women's Day.
Ooh.
Oh, yes.
Here we go.
So supporters will get the video we recorded first on National Women's Day.
Wow. I don't understand how they have they connect all the shit to different days. It's insane.
At some point, I mean, it gets to the point where it is ridiculous. Like August 10th, for example. Look at this. National Lazy Day. National S'mores Day, National Spoil Your Dog Day, and World Lion Day.
Well, National Lazy Day is pretty much every day for the millennials.
Well, to be fair, leftoids, because I'm technically a millennial. And do you know anybody that works more hours than me?
No.
I didn't think so. So you can suck a dick.
Shut up.
Hashtag not all millennials. Wee. Hey, I make fun of them too. It's all right. It's my own gang. You're allowed to hit on your own gang.
Yeah, yeah.
As long as you're not hitting on your own gang, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Well, especially at the urinal.
No homo.
Back that away.
No homo.
No penis peeking. None for you. But what we have for you today comes from Reddit under relationship advice. And I, 25-year-old female, asked my boyfriend, who's a 30-year-old male, to open our relationship, and now I'm seriously regretting it.
Regert?
Regerts. No regerts.
All right.
Lots of regerts.
All right. So there's a lot of women out there who think the smoke show is going to last forever.
Yep.
And a lot of women who want to do this open relationship stuff, quite literally, they're oblivious to the fact that they're going to burn up a bunch of time.
Yep.
Because, all right, so let's just say you're 22, a woman, you're 22, you meet a dude, 2 years, you're 24, he decides, hey, let's get married. All right, 2 years later, 26, and maybe you start thinking about kids and stuff.
Yeah.
And then by 32, she'll want to divorce the guy. Okay. And they don't realize that they have to start all over again from scratch.
Yeah. And they're not going to have the, what did you call it? The retread vision?
Yeah.
Of a dude who, you know, like be married him young at 23.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what her body goes through as a result of, you know, having kids, what have you, natural weight gain, you know, just time takes no prisoners for any of us.
No.
But because, you know, that's the woman who gave him children, he's always going to see her as that 23-year-old
hottie. Yeah, exactly. That's the way it is. I mean, a lot of guys are like that. Like, she's mother of your kids. She's a good person. She doesn't, you know, and you're like, in your mind, they're that young woman, and they always will be. But then she says she divorces him, and then she meets the next guy, and now she's 32. So yep. He'll always remember her as 32. Mm. What are you going to do when you're like 40 fucking 5? 55.
I think we know exactly where they go after, after that
point. It's not pretty.
Yeah, there's very few, you know, Jennifer Lopez's who can get hitched for the 48th time at 52. All right. It's for most of you, it's not going to happen. Some people win the lottery. Most of us don't.
All right. So that happens maybe less than 1% of the time.
Exactly.
So quite literally, I call this the lotto syndrome.
Yep.
some women somewhere, oh, yeah, she froze her eggs and was able to have kids at 45. Well, I'll do the same thing. What the fuck?
Because it'll be different for me.
Yeah, it won't work for her. Like, she got fucking lucky.
Yeah.
That is like the Hail Mary of the Hail Mary passes right there.
Yeah. And it's always, they always refer to the outliers.
Yes.
When they're trying to justify their decisions. Although in this case, I would say this woman was practically betting on a sure thing. And that's why most polyamory relationships are initiated mm-hmm. by women, because they know that all they really got to do is just say go yes. out there and say yes.
That's right.
And it's on, like Donkey Kong. Like, it's either in the stall of the club or out back behind the dumb cumster. Yep. I mean, they could pick and choose.
And the husband here, our boyfriend.
Yeah.
He's going to be re-greasing the bearings for the revolving door that got installed in the front and back door. It'll be a conga line of cocks. I mean, and you'll be like,
that's an image we can never show without a whole bunch of bouncing black boxes.
Yes, that would be a good comedy skit.
It really would. But it's not. I'm not sure if I'd want to look at that one. Be like, oh, it's so dirty. Imagine that lining up for a hole in the screen door at the back of your house while you have a stay-at-home wife. You know, just saying. Bad news bears.
Yeah.
But we'll see how this pans out here for Becca Throwaway.
Pan out?
Pan out.
Pansexual?
Pansexual. I write a lot about polyamory and open relationships and whatnot on Reddit. Well, there's your first problem. And did some research on other sites as well, and it seemed fairly interesting. A code word for easy, mm-hmm. as long as you have a vagine. I talked to my boyfriend of 2 years about it, and eventually we agreed to try it out. The agreement was that we could tell each other about our new partners if we wanted to. Looking back, I realized this was a mistake, given what I'm about to say below.
Okay.
She thought it was going to be all... and in the end, it wound up being...
Yep.
There you go.
Big fat.
You got your own sound maker up there. We're going to use some of those for this one.
She wanted to do some of this. And she had the idea, let's just open up the marriage. And before you know it, she destroyed the relationship. And it's going to, where's the fucking. where's the cash? Right? You just did this to your life. Did this to your family.
Well, thank God they didn't have a family. That's all I'm going to say. Within days of opening up the relationship, my boyfriend found a woman to be with.
All right.
This is not the norm.
No, it's not.
This was kind of shocking because of everything that she learned
mm-hmm.
and whatnot from Reddit.
And whatnot?
Yeah. Yeah. The Reddit is a dumpster fire. That's why it's great for the lulls. But if you're going on there looking for legit information, you're gonna be found wanting.
I very rarely go on there because of their censorship.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But we know what they're going to be pushing because they're into censorship. Think about that. Oh, boy. I was just warming up to the idea of sleeping with someone else, and he was able to do it right away.
What?
It's not fair. It would have been totally fair if it was me.
Well, maybe she could help him out.
Well, I mean, this is definitely him, you know, sticking it to the man.
Well, this is like this. I'm going to be honest, this almost never happens.
Yeah.
It's pretty much exactly how you explained it.
But it can happen.
And when we do we did a video, the three-way survival guide, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
They just watch
basically,
that
when that happens, your relationship is over.
Well, as soon as somebody comes to you, as a dude, you know, somebody comes to you and says, I think we need to open up our relationship because it'll spice it up and keep things interesting. Your relationship's already over.
It's done.
And I think this dude on some level, because if he's going out and getting pooned this fast, he's obviously a high-value dude. And she was stupid enough to think that she could artificially inflate her own ego with a whole bunch of, well, you know.
What?
And that didn't happen as fast for her as she was guaranteed that it would.
And she wanted to pull, you know, more cock than tits at a dairy farm. It didn't work out.
This is what happens when you hyperinflate the ego of average women, ladies and germs.
Exactly.
You get a whole world of disappointment and misinformation. It's bad news. It's been a few months now, and somehow he's been able to sleep with 7 women that he's told me about.
Bravo.
Meanwhile, I've only slept with 1 other guy once I met off Tinder, but...
You're just asking for it.
I was incredibly disappointed. Oh, now she's the victim of her own ideas.
And you want to know why? She's probably disappointed because... She didn't get any 1, 2, 3, or 4 play.
Let alone if you grew up reading 50 Shades of Great Balls of Fire. You know, you're going to go through thinking you're going to get 5, 6, 7, 8 play.
Yeah.
And instead, what she got was cold play, and she got to listen to the rest of the song after he blew it in the first 30 seconds.
That's right.
It's a sky full of... Oh!
Say, hey, how you
doing? I'll see you later, baby.
There we go. All right, I'm done. I'll see you later.
He smashed the gash and took a dash.
That's exactly what happened.
Gone. I felt like he treated me like trash, and he ghosted me after we met. He made no effort to make me come and finished fairly quickly and left several minutes after that.
What'd I tell you? I literally told you exactly what's going to happen. Yeah.
Well, I'm just going to say, you might not be a cheap trick, but you are wearing a cheap tricks uniform when this is what you want to do.
Yes, you are.
All right.
Whoa.
There are no cheap tricks in the playbook, except for the one called Cheap Trick. And that's when you pretend to be the rapper named Cheap Trick, because apparently that works.
Well, there was a band called Cheap Trick back in the day.
I bet they sold out. It became Expensive Trick.
No, I don't think they still make music.
Probably not. He finished fairly quickly, though, several minutes after that. This experience was, and I quote, somewhat traumatizing to me, and I haven't slept with anyone but my boyfriend since.
Bummer.
Big bummer. Once you open the door.
It's done.
And this dude knows it's done.
Yeah.
And he figures, whatever, this relationship is done. I'll get my jollies. When she starts complaining about it, I'll just end it.
That's right. I mean, why stick around?
Yeah.
You'd be like, listen, you know, this whole open relationship thing, I'm not married to you, and I never will.
Exactly. Boom. Well, because at this point, you are incapable of pair bonding.
Mm-hmm.
And you thought that just because it was going to be, you know, it was a great idea for these people who are totally happy and emotionally fulfilled, mind you.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Absolutely, yeah.
I'm getting that from the story right now.
Yeah. Just because it worked out for them, you thought it was inevitably going to be gangbusters for you.
Quite literally and figuratively.
Man. It's just amazing.
The gaggle cock shower.
When we get intimate, it seems like the spark has gone.
Because it has.
Well, that's why you initiated this entire thing in the first place, right?
Yep.
To spice things up.
I'm going to be honest. This almost never works.
No.
No?
I mean, there are some people who are mentally stunted enough to where their crazies can match. If that makes any sense.
That does happen, yeah.
That can happen, but those people are the exception, not the rule.
And they're a rare exception.
Oh, yeah. Like that movie from the early 2000s with Maggie Gyllenhaal and James Spader, Secretary.
Yeah, yeah.
She's all messed up. He's all messed up. For some reason, it works when the two of them are together, and she doesn't mind having bruises on her ass that look like somebody detonated a bunch of C4 instead of a raspberry patch.
But like once this open relationship comes up, there's no benefit for the man to stay.
No, because it's like, okay, so you want me to be the guy who pays the bills, looks after you emotionally, gives you all the security and stability that you're looking for as a woman,
yep,
but I'm still not enough for you.
Correct.
Got it. And then they mentally check out.
That's exactly what happened here.
And some dudes, most dudes who go along with this, it does not go this way.
No.
It's usually polar
98% of the time, that guy's greasing bearings.
Yeah.
Because there's a conga line of cocks coming through the house to hit that.
Bunch of roosters in the hen house, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Jail. I don't feel the passion anymore. And while he does make an effort to make me enjoy it, it seems like he's doing it because he feels like he has to instead of because he wants to.
That's because that's what it is.
That is what it is now. It's a chore now because obviously, from his perspective, as soon as a woman were to come to me and say, well, you know, I think that, you know, things are getting boring. We need to spice things up. Okay. So what you're telling me is that the spark is gone, the passion is gone, and being with me is a chore. Mm. Yep. So what's the golden rule? Treat others as you would like to be treated.
Bail,
bang, and immediately leave.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened with
just like her
first
Tinder
encounter.
Date.
He bailed her.
And she had it coming, figuratively and literally.
Oh, yeah.
I hope he at least left her a rag. Even if she was on the rag.
He might have left a sock behind for her. He was being considerate.
It's the sock that he stuffed down his pants for his Tinder profile
picture.
Oh, yeah, by the way, psych. You could use this to clean up when I'm done. Now that is funny.
Oh, yeah.
There is a comedy skit.
That's
for
comedy skit right there.
Chick's like, oh, it's my first open relationship. I don't know what to do. I'm going to meet him at the motel. And he comes in and he's like, all right, here we go. Pulls the sock out of his pants. What? Yeah, I know. Everybody falls for it. You can use this to clean up.
You don't need my name.
But I know what. You already signed the coitus consent form, baby.
It's going down.
It's going down. Just like you. Going all the way down to Chinatown. Sorry about the egg roll.
And for those of you that don't know what a coitus consent form is, it's a legal contract I made years ago in regards to the Me Too movement.
Correctamundo. And it is still available for download on redonkulous.com. If you guys go to the main page there,
you
click downloads up at the top. You got ringtones here, the Pringle Smells music video. You got your gonorrhea ringtone here and the coitus consent forms with all the addendums. So you got the coitus consent, the S&M addendum, the sexual objects addendum. Don't even want to get into that. And the gangbang rider.
All right. Hang on. Open up Gangbang Rider and let them see what.
You're such a sick bastard. The following rider is an additional addendum. Additional addendum. I didn't depop this one just in case anybody was wondering.
No, I wrote this. I was like at work.
Oh, hang on. I'm getting a phone call here. He'll have to call you back. That was the Department of Redundancy Department calling.
All right.
I love how it starts at number 6. So,
I was drunk!
The following will engage in a gangbang. It is defined as follows. More than 5 individuals engaging in activities with one or more than one individual involved in said ball of worms. You can print these off or email them. They're download them in PDF. Good times.
Ball of worms. I forgot about the worm pile.
Oh, it's so disgusting.
Oh, my God.
We're not even done with the freaking post
yet. God.
Oh, this is great.
I'm sorry. We're off in the weeds here.
It's all good. Okay. Hang on. I got to bring it up here. You sit off in the weeds, so that means you got to make the face. Okay. Put the face on. I'm going to make you full screen. All right. There we go. But let us get back to it.
Oh, my God.
You guys like the dives into the weeds, so it's all good. Just, don't douse us with Roundup. That's how you get your pets killed. Bad news bears. Even when we're just hanging out, he doesn't seem to enjoy my company as much and seems kind of bored. His phone keeps blowing up with texts, presumably from the girls that he's seeing, and I glanced at his Tinder once when he was checking it, and he had over 400 matches.
He's got to be a top-tier dude. He's a Mark of the Beast guy.
Yeah, so she literally walked into the casino, threw her life savings on the craps table and bet against the house.
Yes.
And if she is the kind of woman who can, you know, who landed a top tier dude and can't get anyone else, there's clearly a differential here. I think he believed that he was going for a safer bet, somebody who wasn't, you know, a smoke show, who was going to be useless because she's never had to be useful. He decided to go for like an average looking chick who would hopefully appreciate what she had. But because we live in an age of social media now, even average or below average women are getting their egos hyperinflated by the internet on a daily basis. All, and this is what you get.
They're all Disney princesses.
Yeah. I deserve this. I'm entitled to that.
Because before Disney went into the whole grooming thing,
they actually, allegedly, of course.
And well, before that, for decades, it was the princess spell. Every little girl's a princess.
Yep.
And I'm guilty of treating my daughters this way, too. So I
well, when you're a parent, you know, you want to make them feel special, like the center of your world.
Yeah.
Because in many ways, they are.
They are, but the thing is...
You have to teach them the logic, too.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you were in the position where they got a lot more of the emotion and far too little of the logic.
Yeah, that's exactly what
happened. And that happens to...
Most dudes.
Most now, yeah. It's quite... it's a downward spiral. It's a Buck Wild Rodeo. Not in
Buck
a good
Wild
way.
Rodeo!
I also found one of the girls' Instagrams that he's been sleeping with, and she was quite attractive. More attractive than me, I feel.
She's on her way out.
Yeah. I knew he was handsome and in good shape, but I didn't realize he had the ability to get interest from so many women so quickly. Well, if you wanted him, chances are he's going to be a dude that other women may want. And just having a girlfriend can be enough to... make other women want you.
Well, yeah, that is true.
Men with options get the bitches wet, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, they do.
And especially if they don't give a crap. And if he's, you know, if he's been in the relationship with this chick over 2 years, I believe she said.
This relationship is over.
Yeah.
He is just a matter of time before he punches out.
Oh, I know.
He's probably waiting for the lease to be up or something like that.
Well, I'm just saying, like, if you're in a relationship 2 years and your girlfriend throws you this curveball, are you going to be going out there feeling desperate? No. You're going to go out there not giving a damn. And that's like a pheromone set of fireworks.
Oh,
These chicks will come to you like a moth to a flame if you don't care.
Yes,
because if you don't care, they assume you have options.
And listen, I've said it before, and the options thing is huge for a dude.
Yeah. And you can fake it till you make it in this case. If you don't care, they assume you have options, and it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Well, it all depends. If you are pick the meat off the bone ugly, that could be a problem.
But even then, if you're over 6'1", there are women out there who are shallow enough to overlook all of this mess just because they can look up to you.
Yeah, you're correct. Yeah. I've seen that before, too. I've seen Gleep Glop and Floop-Dee-Doo walk around with some hot-ass chicks. In Red Trash Land, in Red Trash Land, which is central New York, I used to see Gleep Glop and Floop-Dee-Doo all the time.
Gleep Glop and Floop-Dee-Doo may or may not have been the product of... deliverance breeding.
Yes.
If you know what I mean. Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
And then she finishes up here. I always thought of him as a bit quirky, which I liked, but I thought other girls would be turned off by that. So it's basically a list of excuses as to...
She's
it's all her fault, but this is why I'm still the victim.
Yes. She's playing the victim. She started this whole, you know... worm pile.
Yeah. Ball of worms.
Look, that whole coitus consent form is comedy fucking gold, man.
I mean, she thought it was going to be a ball of worms.
Yeah.
And she bet it all on falling into that worm pile, and all she got was the popsicle that was still in the freezer.
Well, she's 25 now, right?
Yeah.
So it'll probably take her another 2 years to find another similar situation. So she'll be 27.
And she'll probably sabotage that one, too.
Well, if she doesn't, then she, you know, hang around till she's 29. Maybe they'll get married. 2 years later, 31. That's real close to, I mean, you want to talk about trying to win the game in the fourth quarter. That's not quite a Hail Mary for her, but that's a fourth quarter win.
Well, all I can say is that I hope that this post got her some genuine advice, which is, one, punch your weight. Okay. Two, don't set your own death trap. Men are experts at this. That's why it's a classic mistake. And just learn from this experience and don't do it again. I mean, holy hot damn.
Yeah, I mean, she's running it. Like I said, she has enough time to try to win the game in the fourth quarter. Now, if she was like 33 or 35, it's done.
It's done, yeah.
The game's over.
Yeah, she's at 25, she's at the peak of her powers at this point.
Yes.
And after that, it's all downhill.
And if the peak of her powers can't actually keep this dude around, what does that say for her?
That says to me that she's sporting more of a, you know, Spencer Gifts magic wand than a Hogwarts version.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Although it may be covered in warts if after she's done with this. I hope the dude's double bagging it, going around bagging all these chicks.
You better double bag it and put cellophane dam in place. Some bad shit could happen to you.
Very bad shit. Bad shit can lead to bat shit as well. That's why you always have to observe the 90-day crazy gate.
Yeah, I have all kinds of crazy rules.
They're good ones. But any final thoughts for this thought?
All right. The grass isn't always greener. Your friends don't know what's best for you. All right? And if you fuck with fate, you're going to get fucked, not in a good way.
Yeah. And you said your friends don't know what's best for you. Reddit definitely doesn't know what's best for you.
Absolutely correct.
I mean, you can go there and maybe you'll get a good piece of advice every now and then. But
don't get me wrong. I mean, this is comedy gold. And we'll be looking on here for ammo moving forward. But yeah,
absolutely. The real stories that we want to hear are from you guys. And we want to start doing these videos more regularly, responding to stuff that has happened to you or maybe you're going through. Maybe you went through it 20 years ago and you think that it could just benefit
to talk about it.
To talk about it. And, you know, so that the generations behind you can benefit from the wisdom of your experience. And we all know wisdom is the bastard stepchild of stupidity. And we've all been there. Why do you think we laugh at ourselves so much on this show?
85% of all the crazy subjects and fucked up shit on my show, I did it myself.
Yep. And that's why when we're laughing, we're really roasting ourselves for your enjoyment.
Exactly. So
think about that the next time you're in the ball of worms.
Ugh.
Or not. I'd prefer if you didn't. Because that's a mental image that all the booze in the world can't get rid of. But either way, I'm pretty sure that in said worm pile, this dude's going to be on top with four other dudes in an American flag reenacting Iwo Jima.
Probably.
And here's to him. See you next time.
All right.